Welcome to the MUFG FX Weekly podcast with Derek Halfany, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. It's Tuesday, 31st March 2020, and we're publishing this podcast on MUFGEMEA.com, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We've seen some optimism, Derek. US equity markets are up 17% from the closing low. What does that reflect, and do you think it's justified?
Yeah, like what we said when we last spoke, Una, you know, obviously COVID-19 data is paramount because it's the fundamental link with the economic lockdowns and therefore will be crucial to shaping expectations about the ending of those lockdowns. And on that front, yeah, you know, there's definitely good news in Europe. WHO yesterday formally stated that they saw evidence of a peak in Europe, and I think that's significant. You know, WHO don't make these judgments officially until they're very, very sure. You may remember when everybody felt this was a pandemic, WHO were very careful not to define it as such until they were very sure. So I think the acknowledgement of a peak in Europe by WHO yesterday is an important point. And of course, the data is backing that up. And you know, in terms of the European data, the increase yesterday in Italy in new cases was just 4.1%. That's the lowest since the breakout began. France did pick up a bit yesterday, but the trend in terms of the five-day average is moving lower in France, 12.1%. That's the lowest since the breakout. Spain, Germany, again, the trends are clearly in place now. And the UK, while the UK cases are more elevated, again, the trend is definitely in place there as well. And we've seen the third consecutive day yesterday in which the rate of change in new cases slowed. So Europe is good, and definitely there's that evidence, and I think that's kind of reassuring for the markets. Elsewhere, you know, the US is still less good, and obviously the death rate is still very high, and that's terrible to see and to witness every day. But in terms of new cases in the United States, we are seeing a deceleration. Now, that can't be confirmed yet. We're probably too premature to make the same confirmed view that we can make in Europe, but nonetheless we are seeing the rate of change slow. The concern though is the spread, and we're now looking at the state-by-state data very closely. And New York is the epicenter, and because of the sheer scale of increases, they are beginning to decelerate, and that's reflected in the national figures. But in terms of state-by-state, on the 21st of March, there were only four states in America that had 1,000 cases or more. Now it's 22 states, and that is that is significant in terms of indication of the spread, and that the risks are still quite elevated in terms of things potentially getting worse before better in the United States. So, you know, it's a story that is a little bit different in the US, but certainly in terms of lockdowns in Europe, given the data that I've just mentioned, you know, most lockdowns are in place now until the middle of April. In Italy, until the 12th of April. In Spain, until the 11th of April. Greece, 11th of April. Austria have just tightened restrictions, but again, suggesting some change in April. So I think up to Easter, we're as we are. But then we could start to see some loosening of restrictions beyond that. And from an economic and market standpoint, if that was done with the data being favourable, that would certainly be positive for sentiment.
And apart from COVID-19, what else would be important for the markets over the next few days, Derek?
Well, again, we haven't really even started to see much in terms of the economic impact in the economic data, and that will be crucial. Now, interestingly, today we had data from China, and the composite index, the composite PMI, jumped from 28.9 last month to 53 today. Now, all I would say on that data is we should take that with a grain of salt, and I don't think it reflects China gone back into expansionary territory and back to normal conditions, I still think we're some distance from that. You know, we're tracking the high frequency daily data that's published in the Financial Times. And you know, if you look at, say, for example, the container freight index, that's actually declining. And that, I think, is indicative of the fact that while domestic conditions might be improving, the global situation is so bad that China just has no chance of getting back to normal conditions until there's improvement globally. So, yes, China has improved relative to last month, and the high-frequency data does indicate a pickup and the economy coming back online, but we're still some distance from normality. And I think the flow of data elsewhere is obviously going to reflect the grim reality of economic shutdowns across the world. And that will culminate on Friday with the non-farm payrolls. And the current consensus on Bloomberg looks very high. It's minus 100,000. While the survey week was a little bit early to capture the full extent of lockdowns, that will probably come in the April report released in early May. But nonetheless, the risk is that we could get a much bigger drop than the Bloomberg consensus of 100,000. So, you know, bad data ahead. Hopefully it's well in the price. But obviously, if the data was even worse than expected, then further financial market volatility is likely.
And finally, Derek, what are the FX implications at this time?
Well, as I said when we last spoke, you know, what the Fed has done has just been unbelievable. And I think that it is going to play a role in diminishing the extent of FX volatility. And vols in terms of VIX and bond market and FX, they have come down. So I think the Fed's actions have played a crucial role. And the quantitative easing on a daily basis, $75 billion worth of US Treasuries through Wednesday of this week, and then $60 billion on Thursday and Friday. You know, the pace is still extraordinary, along with the dollar swap lines with all the central banks and all the other liquidity facilities. It is going to play a role. But, you know, are we through the worst in terms of risk aversion and another bout of position liquidation? Probably not. And that means you probably stick with the US dollar for now. But once I think the markets become more convinced that we're through the worst, and I mean in the United States in terms of the COVID data, then I think, you know, the measures taken from the Fed, which we think will stay in place for some time to come, will start to weaken the dollar. So short term, you know, dollar holds in, but I think further out, we'd expect the dollar to weaken.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG FX Weekly podcast. Rate, review and subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.